All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, plain and simply, something does not sound right with the Syracuse University men's basketball team. Now, it was announced this past Wednesday by the school that the basketball program would be putting itself on a self-imposed ban for the upcoming ACC, NCAA, and potentially NIT tournaments this spring. Now, to start the season, Syracuse has an overall record of 15-7, while they are 6-3 in the ACC conference. Now, right now, Syracuse, for the most part, was looking like a bubble team. So it really makes people wonder, because this self-imposed ban goes back to potential athletic department violations that date all the way back to 2007. And quite frankly, this does not smell right. I mean, this was a team that, like I said, they were more than likely going to be a bubble team at best as far as making the NCAA tournament. And the timing of this really stinks, because it's a situation, it's a slap in the face to seniors on this team, such as center Rakeem Christmas. But if you're Syracuse, you know what? Okay, we're going to keep our top recruiting class led by shooting guard Malachi Washington, and Syracuse has one of the better recruiting classes coming in for next year. So we're not going to do anything down the road, because we don't want these kids to decommit from Syracuse. But you know what? The guys that are here that had absolutely nothing to do with this are going to be the ones that suffer. Now, this is not the first time that Syracuse were deemed ineligible for the postseason. You go back to 92-93 when they went 20-9. And they actually made the Big East tournament final game, but they were ineligible for the NCAA tournament. And this time around, this, to me, I just think it sends the wrong message, to anybody involved. Because first and foremost, the ultimate losers in this are the kids that are on this team, because they came into this year expecting to contend for an NCAA tournament bid. And now they won't even get the opportunity to play in the ACC tournament. So you look at this Syracuse team, and when they are on the road on March 7th against NC State, that's it for these kids. And if you're a senior, that's it. You know, so I really think it is a slap in the face to the seniors, to the kids, the underclassmen as well. These kids, they gritted it out. They hung in there. They've done everything that the school has asked them to do, but they are being punished for something that they had nothing to do with. And it's a situation where if you are the university and you wanted to conduct this investigation, why not have it wrapped up at the end of the academic year? Therefore, you know what? If you are going to be ineligible, give these kids the opportunity to transfer and go someplace else and play for a team that has the potential to make the NCAA tournament. This right here is a swift kick in the pants to all of those kids. Now, nothing is going to happen to Jim Boeheim, because guess what? He's a legend on the campus of Syracuse. He was a student there. He played basketball there. Syracuse basically has been his entire life. But these are the kids that suffer. And I think right now the wrong message is being sent. Tuck tail and run. Do whatever you have to do to protect yourselves. But you know what? These student athletes that really aren't getting that much anyway get another punch in the mouth. And it is disgusting. I mean, I could see if it was something where, you know what, we did this in August and said, you know what, we are going to have a self-imposed ban upon us and allow these kids to go someplace. But no, in the middle of the season, and then you pick, if you're Syracuse, you pick one of your worst seasons in the past 10 years to finally decide to do this. It flat out stinks. That's the best way to say it. This decision stinks. And like I said before, the students are the ones who are the true victims in all of this. Folks, I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge on Monday night, February the 16th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Finally got a date for you. 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming second half of the NBA season. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.